of those on the road. So we're going to have a lot of work for ourselves to do, but we feel like it's still capable, and that we have the ability to do it. And part of that's going to be waking up that offense and even getting back to even better defense as well. But, you know, we really got to get that special teams going a little bit and in our offense going.
We're tied with Fairbanks and Lake Superior. We don't take on the Lakers anymore this year. We've already split with them. We do play Fairbanks at home, which is always a good thing. And we have Northern Michigan at home and home. Northern's playing really well right now and jumped up a point, but they have a couple of games in hand in us, don't they?
They still do, yep. Yeah. Yep.
And Ferris State, of course, is leading, but they're only up by two now on Minnesota State. So do you see Minnesota State and Ferris State as pretty much equal as far as their talent? They're different teams, though, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit. And I haven't had a chance to, you know, as we pre-scout throughout the year, you know, sometimes you get lucky. I've had to watch Huntsville two or three times just because of the way their schedule works out. So I haven't seen Minnesota State a lot on film. This week, starting today, you know, I'll watch that series and just see what adjustments Ferris have made from our series. So we'll get a little bit better feel. But, yeah, I mean, I think on paper, people knew coming into the year those two teams were the teams to beat. And part of it as you look at their scheduling, who they played at home, who they had four games with. Mm-hmm. I mean, they Minnesota State definitely had a schedule that was built to compete for that top spot. But, you know, those are the teams that definitely look solid up there. And then everybody else, I think it's still pretty tight, and a lot can still happen over these last few weeks.
Bemidji State behind Alaska Anchorage by 1 point, and then Northern Michigan has 15 points, which is three behind Bemidji. And then, of course, we're tied with Fairbanks, Superior, Lake Superior, Michigan Tech, all in seventh place right now. And again, the top four get home ice in the playoffs. And that Northern series coming up in a few weeks, is, you can tell it's just going to be a dandy.
Yeah, like we need more incentive in that rivalry series, right? Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, it's already intense rivalry, and I think that's why people up here are so excited to be in the same league once again. You know, now there's just even so much more. It already was a intense, great rivalry, and now you put league points and playoff positioning on the line, and it's going to be great hockey.
Is there one, if you look back at the series that we've already played in the WCHA, is there one that you go, ugh, we definitely should have gotten more out of that? Besides the obvious Ferris State series, yeah. Is there anything that you're really kind of, we really missed something there?
Well, I think there's almost all of them, you know. And having said that, I think we've gotten points from every WCHA series except for Ferris, right, a couple weeks ago, who, you know, number three team in the country on the road, and we should have. 2 one-goal games once again. I mean, one-goal games are just the theme this year for sure. But Bowling Green definitely stands out. You know, they came up, it was a little bit like that Ferris State Saturday game where we really controlled play, outshot, outchanced, and did everything but won the hockey game. Mm-hmm. And so those were definitely some points that were left on the board, and you know, those, that one sticks out along with the others. There's been a lot of nights like that in league play where, you know, we I don't know if deserve better is the right term, but we played well enough to win the game and outchanced a team, outshot a team, controlled time of possession, but one reason or the other we didn't get it done, and that's not good enough.
Let's talk a little bit about goaltending, if we could, Damon, and how much of a number one controversy is there right now between Phillips and Phoenix Copley, and where does Winches fit into this right now?
Yeah.
As we go in?
And that's why so much is put in that inter-squad game. I mean, that's why we want to put kids in that situation to see that. And, you know, you know, for myself, we haven't talked much as a staff about it, but for myself, I left saying, you know, Jamie Phillips is our best goalie right now. He had the best performance, only played the one half, but played very well. You know, so for me, he's kind of ahead right now. And, you know, fans, we get questions, or, you know, it's funny how little you see, because obviously we're going to go into practice today and have all week long to evaluate these guys. So we're watching everything we do every day in practice, and you get a lot better feel, and we put a lot of stock into that. So so you never know. You know, Jamie hopefully has another couple of good days, and hopefully it's still pushing each other competitive. And, you know, Phoenix, I'm sure, will respond. He's had some very good practices as well. I mean, he's practiced well, and then in the inter-squad game probably didn't play where he wanted to play. So they'll continue to push each other and you know, keep going back and forth, our best goalie to play. And I think, you know, we're still would love to get Matt Winches an opportunity to get in the net and play. And, you know, we're hoping maybe a little bit better performance there Saturday night from Matt. But he hasn't played in those situations all year, so it's pretty tough. You know, I'm sure he was pretty excited and ready to get in there and shine a little bit. And then, you know, a couple goals through traffic that didn't get much chance to see, and a breakaway goal. So I wouldn't put a ton of stock into what he let in. But, you know, I know he would probably would want to have a little better showing.
Reed Sturrows has been in the lineup consistently the past few weeks and has shown us, I think, quite a bit. What are your thoughts on the way Reed has played? And as we go along, will he be an important member of this team to maybe try to turn this around?
Well, yeah, I think so. He does a lot of things very well. I mean, he's a big kid. He's going to get a lot stronger, I think, this season with Tyler Chalas as well. But he's a big kid. He's got a good frame that he'll put even more strength and size on. Skates extremely well. His skating's probably underrated because he can just fly, and that creates a ton of problems for the opposing team. You know, when he went early, the first couple weeks, he didn't play. So he's earned it the hard way by hard work, showing up in practice every day. You know, we talk about how important practice is, and Reed is a great example because he wasn't playing early on. And, you know, he earned it in practice by going hard. And now he's playing probably in our top six and power play time. So he's done a great job. So his IQ and his skating really give him a chance to be a special player for us, the last few weeks and moving forward in his career.
Well, he's been good, and Blake Pietl is obviously really starting to... he's played well all season, but things are really kind of changing for him, it looks like.
Yeah, well, we asked more from early on. We didn't think he had the start that he was capable of, and not just Blake. A lot of our guys, you know, that's why we came out of the gates the way we did. Our best players, weren't playing where they needed to be, but, boy, against Ferris State, I mean, Blake's back, and that's big. We're going to need that. He played like a man. A lot of times the opposing coaches notice in most games as it is anyway. He's just so big and strong, but that Ferris weekend, he really showed the old Blake Pietl. Just played strong, played fast, played hard, did all those things. And so if we're going to get this thing turned around and break out of some of those things, he'll be a huge piece of that. So we're glad he's playing his best hockey down the stretch.
How was that with him, the conversations with him? Is he the type of player that knew he wasn't playing his right type of game, or was it somebody that thought he was and you guys thought he wasn't? Or?
No, it's a great question, Dirk, because you do see that, and that's when you're worried, when you sit down with a player and we're seeing something and he's on a totally different page, and that's when you get concerned as a coach. But Blake knew, and he had some nagging injuries that he was dealing with, and that was hampering his play a little bit, and he played through them and showed up for his team every day and played hard, but he knew he was a little bit off. He knew he wasn't playing his best hockey, and sometimes when a player like that is such a good player, you want to make sure as a coach you're giving him what he needs to be successful, whether it's watching video with him, playing with him with guys he has chemistry with. So there's a lot of dialogue, and that's with all our guys, but he knew it, and he's continued to work hard through it, and he wasn't pointing fingers and looking around. It wasn't about who he was playing with or what the coaches were doing. It was about his preparation and what he needed to do, and it's paid off. He's through it now and playing his best hockey, and he'll be a big piece of what we do moving forward.
There's so much pressure for these guys, but a guy like Blake Pietl, who's obviously a draft pick, wants to play in the NHL. They all do, but he has maybe one of the best chances out of the guys on the team right now, and that obviously factors in, man. He knows he's got to get some production going, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that gets to a kid for sure, like mm-hmm. you said. I think for upperclassmen who this is their last few months and they want to sign a pro contract, for a kid who's drafted, like you said, there are some outward pressure that way. Maybe it's parents, maybe it's advisors, the NHL club, whatever it is. I mean, there's a lot of outward things, and it's funny how much communication we have with the guys, almost on a daily basis. What's going on? Where's it coming from? Are you doing okay? So there's a lot of thing psychology-wise, and just being a friend. Sometimes, Coach Pearson sometimes has to be a little tougher on the guys, and then Coach McCall and myself will have to pull them aside and try to build them up or take that pressure off. But yeah, there are a lot of outside factors that, and then in college, they got classwork, they got exams, they got girlfriends. I mean, there's so many outward things, and all we want them. We look mainly at their performance and wanting them to be ready to play on Friday, Saturday night. And when you forget to take into account all these other outside things, that sometimes can creep up on you.
And how about Alex Patan? Through all of this scoring trouble that we've had, he consistently now is scoring goals.
Yep, yeah, and he's another guy that I think Alex will tell you the same thing, that he didn't start the way he wanted to start, and frustration set in a little bit early for him because it wasn't going the way he wanted. But he's worked through it. He's playing his best hockey. I mean, him, Neville Ike had a great couple weeks there where they were really playing well, and that split up a little bit here recently. But he's playing good hockey again. I mean, he had a great power play goal, that 5-on-3 goal to get us on the board, keep us in the game there. So he's another catalyst for us, obviously. I mean, he's a guy that makes our team go, and as coaches, we've got to find the most effective spot for him to help us move forward and to help us turn this around.
That's a one of the toughest parts about being the coach, is finding who are the best chemistry guys to play with.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a big piece of it. You know, who's got chemistry together? Then you also have to worry about, you know, you're going on the road and you don't get the matchup. So can you put this line together? These three, you know, it might be easy to say, well, these three guys give us the best chance to have offense, but then we got to go down and play at Ferris, who can get the matchup, and then, you know, this other line's got to play defensively against their top line. So there's a lot of things that go into play. And, you know, now being at home for 7 out of 9, you know, we can get away from that a little bit, because now